Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The impeachment trial of our former president has barely begun. But I've been reading eyewitness accounts of the January 6th assault on Capitol Hill by his supporters. I hope these accounts get introduced as evidence. Because turns out that when the mob entered the building, some members of Congress and their staffs barricaded themselves in their offices, and then they searched for office supplies to defend themselves. Office supplies. My father had a store that sold them. First place I ever worked, starting at age 12. I grew up to love office supplies, also stationery, notebooks, pencils, printed matter of every kind. Thus, I can confirm that our elected representatives chose their weapons well. Take the compass, not the one that points to the North Pole, but the geometrical compass invented by Galileo in the 16th century to help chart makers and office workers draw circles. It has a very sharp point that can be lethal in close combat. Same for the straight-edge ruler. Also the protractor, that rigid half-moon that measures the degrees of a circle. Properly sharpened, it can slice an intruder into equal segments. Your typical office supply closet probably contains a lot of freshly sharpened pencils, those deadly weapons in many a murder mystery and spy thriller. Printer ink cartridges are handy missiles, even if you don't have a gun to fire them, but you might have a staple gun. And yes, you can floor almost any attacker with a three-hole punch. I think the real reason Congress and its defenders went for office supplies was not just fear. It was what office supplies represent: order, process, the rule of law. Most office supplies are designed for record keeping, a practice that began 5,000 years ago with those anal retentive Sumerians. The ancient Greeks elevated it to a high art, also not coincidentally, gave us the gift of democracy. As a result, the will of the people and historical memory of it became indelible, undeniable. That's how the machinery of government was born, and with it, written rules, standards, jurisprudence, commentary, notions of procedural fairness and propriety. So, when some members of Congress and their associates found themselves threatened with violence from an anarchic, anti-democratic mob, they did the best, the most appropriate thing they could do. They reached instinctively for the tools of civilization. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.